USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With inflation burning holes in America's wallet, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell on Wednesday raised the rate at which banks get their money 0.75 percentage point.
The economy and the country have been through a lot over the past 2.5 years and have proved resilient. It is essential that we bring inflation down if we are to have a sustained period of strong labor market conditions that benefit all.
As much of the country deals with the heat, parts of Iowa, Illinois, Missouri, Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio will see temperatures up to 110 degrees on Thursday. The heat is projected to shift back westward and send temperatures soaring into the triple digits again from the plains to the Midwest to central states over the weekend and into next week. The French president, German chancellor, and Italian prime minister arrived in Kyiv, Ukraine Thursday in a show of solidarity against Russia's invasion. USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The White House on Wednesday urged Americans not to travel to Ukraine after reports emerged that two Americans had been captured by a Russian military. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby said, if the reports are true, the United States will do everything it can to get them back. Many states are vying to be first in 2024.
Michigan Democrats are ramping up their campaign to hold one of the first presidential primaries in 2024 and beyond. In a letter obtained by Politico, the Michigan Democratic Congressional Delegation is making the case to DNC members that the state's diversity, competitiveness, and ability to represent make it a worthy early presidential state. It's the latest step in a wave of internal politicking unleashed by the party's decision earlier this year to remake the Democratic nominating calendar. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
We are USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
The Federal Reserve raised its key interest rate by 0.75 percentage point Wednesday, the largest such rate increase since 1994. Chair of the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, speaks after the rate increase Wednesday.
From the perspective of today, either a 50 basis point or a 75 basis point increase seems most likely at our next meeting. We will, however, make our decisions meeting by meeting, and we'll continue to communicate our thinking as clearly as we can. But our objective really is to bring inflation down to 2%. While the labor market remains strong. I think that what's becoming more clear is that many factors that we don't control are going to play a very significant role in deciding whether that's possible or not. And there I'm thinking, of course, of commodity prices, the war in Ukraine, supply chain, things like that, where we really can't, the monetary policy stance doesn't affect those things.
Cosmetics maker Revlon has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection after struggling to compete with online-focused brands. On Wednesday, the beauty maker, owned by billionaire Ron Perlman, listed assets and liabilities between $1 billion and $10 billion. That's according to a filing with the U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of New York. Game 1 of Hockey Stanley Cup Finals goes to Colorado 4-3 in overtime with Tampa Bay. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.